InfoWars.com studios. It's the real news with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Monday, September 10th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. We saw over the weekend, on Friday, that Apple has now banned the InfoWars app from their phones. And then we saw that YouTube banned an entire nation from YouTube, Syria. Folks, this is in-your-face information control. And we're going to talk about this today as well as where we are with the economy, where we are with the election. Washington Post is actually admitting that the Trump economy has boosted blue-collar jobs. And we're going to take a look at what's going on with the upcoming issue with the war in Afghanistan that began with the after the 9/11 attacks 17 years ago. How is that war going? Well, it's going on and on and on. This is the Energizer Bunny for the military-industrial complex. And as we're now approaching the 17th anniversary and over $1 trillion spent, we have President Trump over the weekend saying that he's going to use some Department of Defense money, just a teeny tiny bit, $450 million, and everybody freaks out. Freaks out, can't have $450 million. Right? That is, we have spent on the war in Afghanistan 2,000 times that amount, 2,000 times that amount. And we're not allowed to use the Department of Defense to defend this country. So the Department of Defense is only going to be used for the American empire, the globalist empire. It's only going to be used to start civil wars, and of course the civil war in Libya as we approach that other September 11th anniversary that's happening in Benghazi. That has started up again. We had Chris Tanto-Peranto banned by Twitter over the weekend because he dared to speak back to his master, his lord and chief, Barack Obama, who said, I don't know what's the matter with the radical right and all these conspiracy theories about Benghazi and real climate science and all this other kind of nonsense. It's like, Obama, there was a conspiracy, and it's no theory in terms of Benghazi. I've talked to Tegan as well as Chris Peranto. Those guys were thrown under the bus in Benghazi, and that was a conspiracy. We got the emails. We got people. One of the most common crimes that is charges that are put against people is conspiracy. Whenever you have a crime that involves more than two people, the government always throws in the charge of criminal conspiracy because you have these people talking about committing the crime, planning to commit the crime, communicating while they were committing the crime. All of those apply in Benghazi. It's a crime to leave those people out there and let them die, to shut down any aid, because you don't want this to look a particular way politically. And so they're sitting there with their political calculations as people are dying, as people are under attack, and they're deciding whether they should do anything or shut this down, lying to the public about all this, and Obama is still lying. And if you criticize him on Twitter, Jack Dorsey shuts down your account. Shuts down Tanto-Peranto's account. That's why Apple has shut down InfoWars app. Now, of course, if you got the app, it still works and you can still be listening to this program and many others. But it also means we can't update it. It means that it'll eventually stop working if you upgrade your operating system, buy another iPhone, whatever, that doesn't work with because you have to continually upgrade these apps. Or you might just consider going to another phone manufacturer that doesn't operate in a centralized control mode, deciding what you will be allowed to see, what you will be allowed to buy, and so forth. Other phone manufacturers allow you to put the apps on yourself. And there's an anti-competitive aspect of this as well, as Apple is now putting a strong arm on the newspaper business and other publishers. As Apple becomes a publisher, they're now threatening other people. And it's a good example when they shut down an entire news organization. You don't want this to happen to you, do you?
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Monday, September the 10th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. I'll be bringing you offensive and sensitive, upsetting news that is intended to disgust you about what our government is doing, and that's why they're moving so quickly to shut us down on places like Apple's App Store. What I just read you is what an Apple spokeswoman told the New York Times was the reason that InfoWars app was removed from the Apple Store, even though it was the number one app, number one free news app worldwide. They had to shut it down because you can't decide what you want to hear. It will be decided for you by a few people and a couple of companies in Silicon Valley who are working with the Chinese and with the American government. Let's not forget the American government is behind this. And so they will decide what you will be allowed to hear. And Apple is also putting a strong arm on many news publishers. They're starting their own digital magazine, so forth. And they're telling people, hey, you better get on here. Or maybe, you know, this, I'm going to put some pressure on you guys, too. See what we did at InfoWars? You better toe the line. You better do it for our profit, or we'll take you off. Because we control what you will see. We control the horizontal. We control the vertical. You're not in control of your television set. You're not in control of your social media or of your phone. And maybe we need to go to different social media platforms, right? We have. We started moving to other social media platforms, and we'll start moving to other phones. You know, it's a very dangerous thing for Apple to do this because since Steve Jobs is gone, they've lost their ability to innovate, haven't they? Haven't you noticed that? You know, Tim Cook is not an innovator. Apple nearly went out of business when Steve Jobs was driven out by the guy from Pepsi-Cola, Scully. They brought in this guy. He was a manager. You know, Steve Jobs was an inventor. He was an innovator. They brought in a guy because they needed to have professional business management. And he managed to get Steve Jobs out. And they nearly went under. I remember about 20 years ago when all that was happening, there were editorials on the Mac-based magazines. I remember that because I was an Apple-certified developer. I followed it pretty closely. I wrote some business apps for the Mac, things that I was using in my own business. Point-of-sale inventory control programs on top of the Mac. It was a great piece of software. It was great architecture, the way they set up the Mac. And very, very easy to use, especially when you go back and look at what the Macintosh in 1984 was compared to what Windows had. They had a single font, and it looked like a kidnapping note. It was a joke. But they had eight colors. Whoopee! But, you know, it was just light years ahead of anything that they had. Good job, guys. You pulled that up really quickly. It was light years ahead of anything that anybody else had. And, of course, you know, they'd been done at Xerox Park, Palo Alto Research Center. They had come up with the various ideas, but Steve Jobs did what Steve Jobs always did. He made it work, and he did it affordably. And he, you know, you never saw this come from any of the other companies. He was way, way ahead of everybody else. But that's not the case. You know, they were about to go out, and like I said, Macworld and these other places were saying, Apple just needs to get out of the computer business altogether. And maybe they can license their operating system because it's still pretty good, but they just need to get out of it altogether. They're done pretty much as a company. That's about the only thing they can salvage. Then Steve Jobs came back and made it the most profitable company in history. Then he died, and we got Tim Cook. Tim Cook, who's been more focused on homosexual marriage in California than he has been on new product development. Maybe he should change his focus a little bit, but he is politically oriented. And he even missed the boat there, putting a lot of money into that initiative that failed, so they had to use the Supreme Court. Because when the Democrats lose their elections, they always turn to the courts to get what they want. And so that's what they did with gay marriage. But that's where the guys live. So they have shut down the ability for InfoWars to sell, not to sell, but to give away the free app that adds value to their phone. So right now they've got a phone where they're not innovating anything. It might be a little bit bigger screen or a little bit smaller screen or just changing things around the edges, but they're still just milking this cash cow that Steve Jobs put in a long time ago. As CNN reports, Apple's iPhone is the MVP of the stock market. It is Wall Street's $165 billion golden goose. The iPhone might be the biggest cash cow on Wall Street. And it is a cash cow. And what is Apple going to do for an encore with people like Tim Cook in? It's just like Nike and these other companies. They're not about business anymore. They will throw themselves and their profits under the bus for their political agenda. They don't really care. And they're not innovative either. As they point out, the iPhone alone is expected to rake in $165 billion in sales, 62% of Apple's total projected revenue. So what do? They take the most popular free news app in the world and they take it off their platform because you don't know what you want. They know better than you do what you want. They said Apple could use its annual iPhone sales to buy Tesla, GE, and still have enough cash left over to scoop up Campbell's soup. Well, enjoy it while you can, because if you don't innovate, somebody else will. There's going to be another Steve Jobs coming along, and there are already other phones out there that don't try to control your content. You know, one of the things that I hate about my phone, because I'm not going to upgrade my phone. I couldn't use the InfoWars app because my phone is so old. I don't buy any new Apple products anymore, and I stopped a few years ago because I don't like their politics. So that's fine. If they, you know, they can shut us down. Obviously, we're on different sides of the political spectrum. But one of the things that I really hate about my iPhone is that I get about 6 messages a day nagging me to update my phone. And they download the operating system for me without my authorization, using up my data charges. And then if I delete that, they do it again. So I just leave it there. And then when they have a new one, they force me to download that again. And I'm not updating it because I know that they don't test their software for these updates. I stay with what I got and I don't upgrade it because I don't trust their people to troubleshoot their new software anymore. I've been burned by that too many times. A lot of people have. And yet they continually nag me. It's kind of like Google. After they shut me down, along with Alex Jones, shut down my YouTube channel and everything, another YouTube channel that I hadn't posted anything up for 3 years. Never had any complaints. They never gave me a reason. They never even identified a video that they had a complaint with. They just shut me down, terminated me in the middle of a broadcast with one message. A complaint has been received. Your channel has been terminated. And then 6 hours later, the emails began. And I have gotten an email from the Gulag about every 10 to 15 minutes now for the last month, and I'm approaching 4,000 emails from them. And I'm putting them all in a folder just out of curiosity, see how long this will go, because I have filed appeals, which they ignored. I have taken pictures of my inbox and put them up on Twitter and sent it to the humans at Team YouTube. Or YouTube team, whatever it is on Twitter. So I think it's YouTube team or something. It might be Team YouTube. Anyway, I actually got a reply from them. Did you file a response? Yes, I did immediately when it happened, and you haven't replied to that. And that's the only reply I've gotten from any humans. This is AI censorship, just as we saw with H3H3. They shut those people down as they were defending YouTube's censorship because they mentioned the word Alex, the term Alex Jones. They shut them down right in the middle of it. And they said, whoa, wait a minute, maybe these conspiracy theories are right. I was defending Google. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe Alex Jones is right. Maybe this is censorship out of control. As I said at the top of the hour, we've now had YouTube censor an entire nation, Syria. Why? Because the psychic, Nikki Haley, can see a war coming. And these people are the handmaidens of the military-industrial complex. That's why they're shutting this information down. That's why they find it offensive, because we tell you the truth about the military-industrial complex.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the ProPure Whole House Filtration System today.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their technique. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate, leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this September the 10th, 2018. We're going to talk about what happened in Sweden. They moved to the right, and Reuters is absolutely amazed. They must be racist. No, actually, I think they're tired of watching their country burn for days as these migrants came in. I mean, what does it take to wake them up? Certainly, some people woke up, so now they're in a dead heat in terms of the coalition on the left and the coalition on the right. It's 40-point right now with almost all the districts in. The election was yesterday. 40.6% of the vote for the Greens and the left party. The center-right coalition was at 40.3. So 40.6 to 40.3. This is hanging in the balance. And so as that is coming out, you've got Jim Carrey telling everybody, be proud of being socialists. We'll have a clip for you of Jim Carrey and his embracing of socialism as the poster child for socialism turns to the right, Sweden. And one of the reasons they said was essentially Cloward and Piven's strategy. They said, we can't have this welfare state if we have open borders. It's going to bankrupt us, even in Sweden. Because the welfare state is a Ponzi scheme. You eventually run out of other people's money, as Margaret Thatcher pointed out. Think about it. Every one of these aspects is a Ponzi scheme. Social Security, the crown jewel of all the Western socialist states. Social Security is a Ponzi scheme. It is based on the idea that there's not any money that is set aside in account for you. You're going to have the next generation pay that money. It's the greater fool theory. That's what the Ponzi schemes like Bernie Madoff are all about. It's finding somebody else to come in and put some money into the systems just in time for you to dole it out to the other people that you've made promises to that you didn't have the cash there for. And that now in the West, because of the changing demographics, that Ponzi scheme is starting to collapse on people. But the entire welfare state is a Ponzi scheme. Decades ago, Cloward and Piven, these socialist economists working with the Democrats, said we need to get as many people as we can on welfare so we can collapse the system and build our socialist utopia. It didn't happen. People didn't want to be on welfare. And so then about 10 years or so ago, they came out with a new tact on all of that. And they said, let's open up the borders and bring people in from other countries, and then we can collapse the welfare state. And that's what's happening in Sweden. Sweden is taking longer to get there because they started out with more money. It was a wealthier country. They started out with more money than these places like Venezuela. But socialism always ends up in the same place. Meanwhile, in America, even the Washington Post is admitting that Trump's economy is boosting blue-collar jobs. President Trump says Breitbart has shifted the economy so that once disregarded, blue-collar manufacturing workers are now recovering jobs faster than the service sector employees on the coasts, the East and West Coast. And that's reported by the Washington Post. Here's what the Washington Post says. Blue-collar jobs are growing at their fastest rate in more than 30 years, helping fuel a hiring boom in many small towns and rural areas that are strong supporters of President Trump ahead of November's midterm elections. Yes, it's the economy, stupid. That was the thing that saved President Clinton when the corruption and the sexual abuse and the wag the dog military excursions were all in the news. And a lot of people were upset with him, but it was the economy that saved him. And James Carville knew that it would. And I'm not really worried about the election if we had a open press, but they're doing everything they can to shut down the press. They're shutting down InfoWars. They're coming after other non-liberal, non-establishment news media like Breitbart, like WND, shutting down think tanks like Prager, everybody on the right. And, of course, with all these hearings that we had last week, the essence for why Twitter said they shut down Alex Jones. You're not allowed to talk back to these people. When is Jim Acosta going to cause CNN to get shut down? When are they going to have their app removed from the Apple store? Because they had reporters went down to Florida. Remember they went down to the middle-aged lady who was a blogger and pounded on her door and harassed her, demanded to know why she was working for Russia. Remember that? Remember that harassment that they filmed live? What a shameful episode. And look at how they harass politicians. You know, we're not supposed to get in the face of Marco Rubio and ask him why he is holding show hearings, demanding more censorship from Twitter instead of less, not having anybody from any of these conservative organizations or any independent journalist up there talking about how they have been censored and shadow banned or banned outright. Because they're not doing it in the shadows anymore. They've now come out of the shadows. They're now overtly shutting down people. Shutting down the entire nation of Syria. That's what Gulag did. Google's YouTube has put a block on all information coming out of Syria. So we only hear Nikki Haley and her great Karnak predictions about the coming false flag. She already knows who's going to be doing this. Absolutely amazing. And so the Post says under the headline, under Trump, the jobs boom has finally reached blue-collar workers. But then they have to add this. Will it last? Well, no, it won't last. If the Democrats win this next election, they will sabotage that. According to the Washington Post, they said, rural employment grew at an annualized rate of 5.1% in the first quarter. 5.1% in rural areas. Followed after that by smaller metropolitan areas that grew 5%. That's significantly larger than the 4.1% growth seen in large urban areas that recovered earlier from the Great Recession. Did they recover earlier from the Great Recession? I wasn't sure. I think that Washington, D.C. recovered because Obama was hiring people in Washington left and right. Well, not on right. He was hiring people left and left to fill up the jobs in Washington, D.C. The New York Times also came in. Even the New York Times. New York Times and Washington Post are admitting that the economy is cooking under President Trump. And it's doing better in the places that voted for President Trump. Isn't that interesting? Because those places were being punished by the Democrats, by Barack Obama, by Hillary Clinton, saying that they were going to put these different industries out of business. Because, you know, we're not allowed to have energy production in America. We're not allowed to have manufacturing in America. We're going to get all that stuff done in China. New York Times admits that Trump's economic policies are reaching people outside the Democrat Party's base of coastal cities. And they're also saying that pay raises could soon rise faster because companies and investors have run out of alternatives. New York Times says there's no doubt this is the best economy in quite a long time for American workers. This is the New York Times, who by a wide range of measures can find a job more easily than they have in a decade. Do you think that's maybe because of what President Trump has done in terms of shutting down H-1B, H-2B visas, all these different visas? They've got H-1B, H-2B, H-3B. It's like some kind of a disease that we have injected into our society. But it's an economic disease, these visas. And that's exactly what has happened. Breitbart points it out. I thought of that before I got to the article. I said, None of these articles, even though they're talking about how good it is, gives President Trump credit for reducing all of this outsourcing, bringing people in to outsource the jobs.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. We're talking about even the Washington Post and the New York Times saying that the economy is cooking, and it's cooking at over 5% rate for people in rural and small towns. Over 5% growth. And they're saying it's doing better for the people who are in Trump territory. Well, that's because the Democrats have worked so hard to shut down those areas of the economy. And President Trump has removed the artificial barriers to suppress the economy outside of Washington and California and New York. As they're pointing out, the fact that higher pay raises are finally showing up in the data is another piece of evidence that employers are coming up against the limits of the labor force. That's the New York Times talking about that. Why are they coming up against the limits of the labor force? It's because we're not importing workers. See, for the longest time, we've been exporting jobs, exporting manufacturing, and importing workers. What happens when you stop doing that? All these policies that were designed to destroy America. Well, you start making America great again. You're not making America great again. You're allowing America to be made great by the people who live and work here. You stop the sabotage of the Democrats like Obama and Hillary Clinton and the rest of those who want to continue with these policies. As Breitbart points out, neither the Washington Post nor the New York Times recognized any role for the economic recovery or the jobs recovery and Trump's low immigration and high wages policy. They're out there demanding that the government put a mandate on people in terms of what the minimum wage is going to be. The different approach is you stop crippling the economy. You stop handicapping the economy. You stop putting them in shackles. It's a Harrison Bergeron economy. Remember that Kurt Vonnegut novel? It's a pretty funny short story where they had, if you were a good ballerina, they would put manacles or weights on your legs so you couldn't jump. If you were good at tennis, they would do things to make it so that you couldn't run quickly and so forth. Because everybody had to be taken down to the lowest possible level. That's the way the socialists operate. As Breitbart points out, Trump has also pressured U.S. companies to reduce outsourcing of middle-class jobs via the H-1B visa and other visa worker programs, which have helped to keep salaries flat for many college graduates or at least 2 decades. And I'll never forget the story that happened a year or two ago. It was more than 2 years ago because it was before the elections even began. Situation down at Disney World, where they use these visa programs to bring in service sector employees from foreign countries. Because, you know, you want to have people who don't speak English as well as the people who grew up in this country. So we got to bring in people for the service economy from outside because it's cheaper labor for Disney. These greedy corporations that can never get enough money. And they made the American workers train their foreign replacements, or they wouldn't get any severance pay at all. They were going to be fired one way or the other. We're going to bring in, with visas, we're going to bring in cheap labor from abroad. And you're going to have to train them. That's what these visa programs do. And that's what President Trump is minimizing. And that's why, as the National Interest story says, why Trump's record trumps the media's spin. We understand what's going on here. The writer said, yeah, I took some time off, Labor Day weekend. I was out in the in Colorado and Utah and so forth. And as he's out there, he kind of sees what life is like outside the bubble of the big cities, the media centers in New York and California and the politics of Washington, D.C. He said most people outside the swamp either know what the media is up to or they just don't care anymore. Just don't care what the lies are coming out of the Washington Post and New York Times typically. But even they can't escape the fact that the economy is on fire here. Unlike Sweden, where the country is actually on fire because of the immigration policies, and that's why they've had this election. We're going to talk about that. And clueless Jim Carrey, who says we've got to stop apologizing and say yes to socialism. He just gets dumb and dumber, doesn't he? Anyway, I'm also, says this writer, I'm also familiar with the nature of an administration in which many people who, quote unquote, work for the president, unquote, or say that they work in the White House, may never have met the man who sits in the Oval Office. And they have certainly never provided or withheld advice or information that matters to government policy. That's why we understand that all this stuff, it may get under President Trump's skin, but the rest of us don't really care what this anonymous writer said. It is all recycled stuff anyway. And I still stand by the fact that I think it's Nikki Haley. We'll see what happens. If it's not Nikki Haley, she said all of that stuff in so many words anyway, except for the lodestar part. But that's exactly what I would expect a person like Nikki Haley, who has lied to us over and over again about gas attacks. That's one of the, whoever did that, this McCain worshiper who wrote that piece, engaged in that bit of McCainery, loves foreign wars and bemoaned the fact that President Trump wouldn't just run off and shoot the missiles right away. He did it almost right away, but it wasn't quickly enough for them and didn't do it to the full extent that they wanted it. So they were very upset. They thought they were going to get a full-on war. And we're going to talk about what's going on with the in Afghanistan, since we're coming up to tomorrow, 17 years after the 9/11 attack that was used as justification to get us in the Afghanistan war. How's that working out for us? How's that working out? But before we do that, let's take another look at one more economic issue. And it is ultimately an economic issue that I'm concerned about. It's not just what's going on with the NFL. President Trump understands the political agenda here. This is not simply an issue that can be a wedge issue of politics. This is an issue where we have the country being torn apart, trying to create a race war. Because that's what Colin Kaepernick and the Black Lives Matter and the George Soros people are really trying to do. They're trying to tear this country apart with a race war. They are Marxists in their orientation. And just like Bill Ayers and these other people popularize the idea of white skin privilege, they have used this to try to divide the country. If they really wanted to fix the problems with a militarized police force, and believe me, I want to fix that as well. We can all play the game. We can, those people on the right can say, well, there's more white people that are killed than black people by the police. That's true. The blacks can say there are more, there's a higher percentage of black people killed by the police than there are of white people. That's also true. So forget the dueling statistics and let's figure out how we fix the problem. And it's a problem for the police as well because they've allowed their organization to be corrupted. Just take a look at what happened in Dallas this weekend. A policewoman goes home to her apartment complex. I don't know if she was drunk or what the problem was. She went into the wrong apartment. How did she get into the wrong apartment? Maybe the door wasn't. I didn't get into the details, but she goes in the wrong apartment and sees a black man there and kills him. Now, would she have killed him if he was a white person? I don't know. But the bottom line is that the police officers have been trained to shoot first and don't even ask questions. If you think your life is in danger, if you are afraid, Barney, go ahead and pull out the gun and stick your bullet in it. Oh, sorry. They've already got their guns fully loaded, and they got more than one bullet, and they keep shooting until that gun is empty, and that's the way they are trained. That's the problem. It is an institutional problem, and if we don't come together black and white and fix this and blue and fix this, this is going to be a real problem for all of us. It's not just a black problem. It's a black, white, and blue problem. And when you have organizations that allow this kind of abuse to continue, and we've seen this, it's institutional. We have district attorneys who don't want to prosecute because they don't want to alienate the police. You've got police unions who defend these people even when they are abusive. And so you've got the NFL in there trying to, and George Soros and these other people, trying to use that as a wedge issue. That's what the wedge issue is. They're trying to wedge different groups against each other because their class warfare for Marxism hasn't worked. So they got to use race warfare. I want to tell you what the NFL is going to do about the anthems, and then we're going to talk about the real economic issue here, and that's the NFL stadium subsidies.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in. It'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to see what Jim Carrey has to say about socialism. We're going to play his little public service announcement for socialism for you. We're also going to tell you what the NFL is saying about their anthem policy. Coming up in the third hour, we're going to have Steve Quayle join us. And when you look at the headlines here, just over the last couple of weeks, AI to bring back the dead to life. I mean, this stuff is like science fiction. And who knows how much of this stuff is going to come true, but there are some crazy things. Crazier than that, that are being done by DARPA. Much crazier. And they have hundreds of billions of dollars. At the very least, it's a waste of money like NFL stadiums. But the worst thing that could happen is that some of this stuff would work. Killer robot terror. U.S. and U.K. are warned that AI brains can be radicalized for mass murder. That's on the Drudge Report today. We're going to be talking to Steve Quayle in the third hour about that and other issues, the fact that they're concerned. Head of British Science Association says AI is a greater concern than terrorism. We're going to be talking about the transhumanist conference that is coming up on Friday. Actually, it's not in favor of it. We're going to define what transhumanism is for you, what post-humanism is, and we're going to tell you about the dangers that are coming and how close they are to coming. And if you want to hear that that conference that's going to be on Friday, starting on Friday. I'll be a keynote speaker there on Friday. You can go to gen6.com, type in the code Alex on checkout, A-L-E-X, and you can get a 10% discount off of live streaming. So that conference is going to be going this next weekend. Steve Quayle will be joining us. And again, we're going to be talking about all these different emerging technologies, genetics, robotics, artificial intelligence, even nanotechnology. There's good and there's bad, and then there is ugly on every technology. It's not just a two-edged sword. It's actually got three sides to it, doesn't it? Because sometimes there's really good things that can be done with technology, but a lot of this technology, as Eisenhower warned us, is being funded by the military-industrial complex. And he also added the military and academic industrial complex. Because they've taken over the universities, they've taken over research, and they're turning it in very, very dark ways, weaponizing technology. And that's really what we have to be concerned about, as well as the ugly side of it. How is this going to run away from us or have some really bizarre consequences in terms of sex robots and manufacturing babies in a Brave New World type of way? So check out that conference. Again, you can go to gen6.com, use the code Alex to save 10% off of live streaming. And as an exclusive discount to our listeners here at InfoWarsStore.com, if you use the code REALNEWS, you can save 15% off of ProPure King water filtration systems. That's 15% off of these gravity feed systems. And folks, if you're not filtering your water, you really should be. That's one of the key things. You have to have clean water. And no matter where you get your water, whether you're on a city supply, where they're intentionally putting things into the water to stop infection, but also dumping toxic chemicals like fluoride into the water, you need to be able to get that out of your water. And if you're in a rural area and you've got a well, you've got to be concerned about glyphosate. And no matter where you are, you have to be concerned about bacteria and other things. All that can be filtered out with these gravity feed water filters. You can save 15% off a ProPure King water filtration system at InfoWarsStore.com. Use the code REALNEWS, an exclusive offer for our listeners. Couple more specials that are InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies, the popular turmeric formula, 50% off. Our new supplier, Better Ingredients of Ultimate Bone Broth, is also 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's talk about the NFL. They've said that they're not going to have a different anthem policy in 2018. And we had, I thought it was kind of funny seeing reported, we have three dolphins kneeling at the, at the most recent football game yesterday. And I didn't even know that dolphins had knees, but evidently they do. But here is a spokesperson talking about the new policy for the NFL that won't be a new policy. Go ahead.
That the two sides are meeting, and they may keep meeting and they may keep talking, but the fact of the matter is they're not going to get anything this season. There's not going to be a new anthem policy that they implement for this season or during the season. Now, could they do something at a later date? Sure, they always could. But the new policy for this season is no policy. And I think that they wanted to just simply die down and go away. And they believe that that's the best way to handle an issue that is so polarizing, with so many strong stances, with Colin Kaepernick standing for what he believes in, with owners standing for what they believe in, with everybody having divergent viewpoints on this topic. New policy is no policy. That's that
with the- well, I'm with Jim Brown. He was a much better football player than Colin Kaepernick by a long shot, a long shot. And he and the older veterans understand what this is, the veterans of the NFL, as well as the veterans of the military. They are kicking the cat. They've got a grievance with the way the police have been trained. I do, too. And a lot of police do as well. After you had the guy that was a homeless camper in New Mexico shot, and we all saw that on video. Not too long after that, you had a guy who had trained at the State Police Academy, had been a trainer at the State Police Academy for a very long time, said they've given us a new curriculum, and it is a shoot-first curriculum, and I'm not going to teach it, and he resigned. And we've talked many times about what Frank Serpico said. He said, in any institution, you're going to have bad people as well as good people. And the test of an institution is whether or not it will take out the bad actors. I want to see that happen. This should not be just a black issue, even if you believe that this is something that is a bigger problem for black people than it is for white people. And again, we can argue the statistics. It's a higher percentage of black people that are shot, but it's a greater number of white people. So why wouldn't you come together to try to get a solution if you really wanted a solution? They don't want a solution. They want a race war. And the police are going to be at the brunt of this if they continue to accept and embrace this corruption. It is institutional corruption. And it needs to end, and we need to get white and black to come together. That's the real issue. But let's talk about how the NFL is bringing taxpayers to their knees with subsidies. There's an article on Reason Magazine today. Will D.C. be the next city suckered into paying for an NFL stadium? You know, I did a report probably about 5 years ago talking about the massive subsidies that were being paid to NFL teams in the way of stadiums. I thought it was an outrage. Of course, you're not going to be able to see that right now. We haven't gotten all those reports put back anywhere yet. They were all taken down by YouTube. Thank you, Gulag. So you can't see this report. But I'll tell you the essence of it. 5 years ago, one of the key things I was talking about was how Minnesota was going into debt for $500 million when they already, and I forget what the figures are now. I can't go back and rewatch my it was $1 billion or $1.5 billion in debt, and they were going to go in another $500 million in debt to build a stadium. Well, now if we look at it, the most recent one in L.A., 8 times bigger that they're talking about. And they use this to blackmail local jurisdictions. Wouldn't it be nice if you or I wanted to build a stadium and we had the government build our infrastructure? Yeah, we'll just build your place of business for you and let you collect all the money. How about that? And we'll have other businesses in the area fund your business for you. Does that sound like a good deal? How do I get that kind of a deal? I don't know. It kind of sounds like the Chobani yogurt deal where you bring a foreigner in and you give him a yogurt factory, and then you give him a Michelle Obama comes in and says, well, we're going to change school lunches and everybody's going to buy this guy's kind of yogurt. Yeah. Yeah. And then put him on the Federal Reserve as well. I'm not sure that he ever became an American citizen, but he sure got a lot of American taxpayers' money. Chobani Umdi, Hamdi Ulukaya, that was the guy's name, that runs Chobani Yogurt. So, you know, some people like that get those kind of deals. I don't get that kind of deal. When I started my business, I had to do it on my own nickel, and you do too, because you're not politically connected. But as Reason says, the opening of the FedEx Field back in 1997, home of the NFL's Washington Redskins. Well, that was back in 1997. I mean, that stadium is nearly 20 years old. That's incredible. We can't have a 20-year-old stadium there. And they're talking about, in this article, how there's only 10 stadiums in the NFL that are older than 20 years. And as I was reading this, I thought, this is kind of crazy because we have nuclear power plants that are given a license of 20 to 25 years to operate. And as we've seen where I used to live in North Carolina, when they hit that 20 years or that 25 years, instead of fixing them up, they just extend the license. But we don't do that with our NFL stadiums. We rebuild the NFL stadiums and we pay more attention to those NFL stadiums for the NFL owners who are politically corrected. Connected. Yeah, they're corrected as well, aren't they? We give more attention to an NFL stadium than we do to a nuclear power plant. And these things are rotting down. You know, after they operate for 20 years, things start to fall apart. And it has consequences, unlike an NFL stadium where you think the seats just look outdated. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Let's talk about the insanity. As I was saying before we went to break, it absolutely amazes me that we can look at these decaying and rotting nuclear power plants and just say, well, you know, it was built to last for 20 years or 25 years. We'll just extend it another 20, 25 years. And they have done that in many of these cases two or three times. You have situations like the Sanofre, I think is the place where it is in California. I'm not familiar with the nuclear power plant. But there was, I think that's where it was, the beach there. And they nearly had a disaster there because of decrepit tanks that they were moving around because they're storing nuclear waste at these places. But we can't be bothered with that. We've got a new NFL stadium to build. And so let's pour billions of dollars into these NFL stadiums. Can't fix the nuclear power plants or even secure them. Because, you know, after you operate these things for a while, they become so radioactive that you must shut them down. Some of the early reactors had to be shut down, and then you have to store the parts. Not only did they come apart, but they have to be shut down. But, you know, we've got this aged stadium in Washington, D.C., and of course, this isn't a national problem, but in reality, it really is. In some places, like in Minnesota, it's a state issue. Other places, it's an urban issue. But this kind of subsidy, this kind of crony capitalism, flows out of these urban areas, even if it isn't the state supporting an NFL team. It flows out of those urban areas and the surrounding areas. And as Reason is talking about whether or not D.C. is going to be suckered into building another NFL stadium and bring the taxpayers to their knees, I said, unlike most of the NFL stadiums built since 1997, the existing stadium there in Washington, D.C., the FedEx Field, was built mostly on private dollars. The guy who was the owner at the time put up $180 million of the $250 million price. $250 million price. So he put up $180 million. He got another $70 million of taxpayer subsidy on that. And again, think about this. That's still 28% of his business infrastructure being paid for by taxpayers, including other businesses who don't get that kind of help. They have to pay higher taxes in order to help this guy. But it's so great because they bring all these people. I'm not so sure about that. I'm not so sure. There's some businesses that they directly compete with. I don't know, anyway, why we should be favoring one businessman over other businessmen. You could make that argument for anybody that is successful, that it brings up the economy throughout the area. Any successful business would do that. Maybe other people could have more successful businesses if they didn't have to subsidize this guy to the tune of 30%. They said a replacement for FedEx Field is likely to cost taxpayers a lot more. A 2010 proposal had a price tag of $2 billion. That's eight times higher than what they built this thing for 20 years ago. And that was 8 years ago. I don't know what it is today. That was a 2010 estimate for what they're going to have to do. And that's going to be largely with taxpayer subsidy. And then one more item from this Reason article. They point out how they spent recently in D.C. $600 million for Nationals Park 10 years ago. And they have to pay $20 million in debt service payments every year for the next several decades. Oh, and the team doesn't pay property taxes on the stadium that was provided for them by the taxpayers either. How's that for bringing you to your knees? Get on your knees and beg them to stop this insanity. They can't even take care of nuclear power plants, but they do this kind of stuff. And then you've got Jennifer Lawrence out there telling us that hurricanes are Mother Nature's rage. She's evidently still in character from that awful movie that nobody went to see called Mother, with an exclamation mark at the end of it. Because, you know, that's when you got a movie or you got a candidate that doesn't have any excitement, you have to put that exclamation mark after it, like Jeb or Mother. And she thinks that hurricanes are Mother Nature's rage for voting for Trump. Voting for Trump. That's why we have hurricanes.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Let's talk about Hollywood science and Hollywood economics. The entertainment business has become entertaining for a whole new set of reasons. We have Jennifer Lawrence having an interview here with a British Channel 4. And I want you to hear her logic here. Climate change is due to human activity, and we continue to ignore it. And the only voice that we really have is through voting. And so, you know, it's hard not to feel Mother Nature's rage and wrath. Yeah. Yeah. That was Jennifer Lawrence when her movie Mother came out. The movie that nobody went to see. The movie that she had to put an exclamation mark behind. And see, that's the logic of Hollywood, right? We have climate change. Colder, hotter, who cares? It's just climate is changing. We don't really know if it's getting colder or hotter. Can't really tell. And it's not the sun. It's humans. And humans can do something about it with the way that they vote. Because, you know, everything, all human activity, according to Jennifer Lawrence and the way that the Hollywood left thinks of it, all human activity must be regulated by the government. Therefore, the government is either the cause of this or the solution to this. The government's the solution to everything. Government at the highest level. Not your town council, not your state capital, the federal government, and not even the federal government anymore. We need a world government to tackle a world problem. That's why they focus on this so much, because they want a world government. This is what I call environmental melanism. Environmentalism is a tongue twister to say that, but that's really what it is. It's like a watermelon. It's got a thin veneer of green on the outside, but it's totally red on the inside. And that's what you're going to get with the government control. They got to have a worldwide problem for a worldwide government, and the solution is going to be socialism and tyranny. It's the watermelon approach. Environmentalism, if I can say it. It's a tongue twister. But so we have that vote to fix things, because everything's got to be fixed by the government at the highest level, highest possible level. And right now, that's Washington. And because we didn't vote the right way, because we voted for Trump, Mother Nature is angry at us. And so I just want you to remember that as we're seeing these hurricanes, that she reminded us of that last September. We still have President Trump there, and Mother Nature is still mad, and Jennifer Lawrence is still clueless, and so is Jim Carrey. Because now he is embracing socialism. Play video clip number 10. Let's hear what Jim Carrey says to stop apologizing and just say yes to socialism.
These are all women who won in primaries, weren't supposed to. And they did it with unabashed liberal proposals, Medicare for all, ending student debt, a different approach to the war on terror, ending mass incarceration. It seems like if there is a shining spot in this...
Hold it right here. Hold it right here. All these women that he's talking about that won, I don't think they were running on those issues that he just said. They were running on their identity. They were running on free health care for everybody, just full-on socialism. And that's really what they're running on. George Soros's open borders, shut down the border, shut down this country, free health care for everybody, including people who are outside of this, bring everybody in, and we'll pay for everybody's health care. Don't know how that's going to work. Try to pin these candidates down. Even CNN couldn't pin down Andrew Gillum. Oh, I don't know how he won. He's not female. But that's what they're doing. They're using the identity politics to get there, and they're using George Soros's socialist agenda. And now you're going to hear Jim Carrey defend that. Here's Jim Carrey along with Bill Maher.
It's made the Democrats sort of rediscover who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
The voters.
So cool. We always knew who they were. We kept telling you that, but they just wouldn't acknowledge it.
And so, you know, the Republicans are running with the word socialism. They're trying to say...
They're trying to scare people.
Scare people.
It's communism. It's
Venezuela,
yeah.
Trump says. We're
it
be
only scares people
Venezuela.
Who remember the 20th century.
Okay.
People
we
like these people don't
medicine.
Even know what happened.
And I'm here to tell you that this bullshit line that you get on all of the political shows from people is that it's a failure. The system is a failure in Canada. It is not a failure in Canada. I never waited for anything in my life. I chose my own doctors. My mother never paid for a prescription. It was fantastic. And I just got back from Vancouver, and I keep hearing this, like, Canadians are so nice. Canadians are so nice. They can be nice because they have health care. Because they have a good...
Anybody say that Jim Carrey is nice? I don't know about that.
It doesn't say sink or fucking swim, pal.
Yeah, right. Nobody in America has health care. You knew that, right?
Certain people in our society that need to be taken care of. There are people without as many opportunities that need to be helped toward those opportunities. There are people who are sick.
But that's the...
You shouldn't have to lose your home because your mother got sick.
And look, I've always said the United States has been a quasi-socialist government for 100 years, for crying out loud.
It's not government. There's
plenty of subsidies for oil companies.
Well,
and
but also Medicare and Social Security.
Out,
and
right?
Yes, of course. There's nothing more socialistic than some of the Pentagon programs that are just jobs programs. The Pentagon says we don't want these tanks, and they build them anyway. If that's not socialism, I don't know the difference between
socialism and corporate fascism.
But that word, the Democrats need to get a plan to fight this slander of socialism. You're going to be living in Venezuela.
Well,
I don't
really
see
be,
it
I'm
yet.
We have to say yes to socialism, to the word and everything. We have to stop apologizing.
I am.
Yeah, I'm not going to apologize for our American system because we have Canadians who routinely come here to get treatment. Why? Because we have better treatment systems here, because we have a more innovative system here. There are problems with our health system. The problems with our health system come from socialism, not from market approaches. And one of the big disappointments that I've had with the Trump administration is that the detailed policy that came out during the campaign, usually you just see these glowing generalities about, oh, yeah, we need to have choice and so forth. No, the Trump campaign had a very detailed, very, very detailed number of steps to take to improve health care, and they all need to be done. Need to empower us to have money to make our own personal choices. Need to give us information in the marketplace as to which health care providers are doing a good job and which ones are not doing a good job. How much is it going to cost so that I can shop? I need to have the money in order to be able to do that. Let us have health savings accounts. Let us pay for our health care before we send it into Washington and then have it doled back to us like children on an allowance or like sick veterans at the VA. And we've seen how that works here in America. We've seen those two different systems at the same time. We've seen how the government provides health care for people, and nobody likes that. Now, we need to have more information. We need to have more choice. We need to have more of a free market. Some of those things that we have here in America, to some degree, have produced innovation, and that's why Canadians come here for health care, many of them. There are problems here that are tied to the fact that we have regulatory capture. And we don't want the government making even more decisions about what's going on in this country. But one of the countries that people always hold up as being the crown jewel of socialism is Sweden. And it's not just the election that we had yesterday where the immigrants that were brought in by the EU were literally burning the country down for days. I mean, what's it take to wake people up? Well, that's something that woke people up in Sweden. But there's a story on New American talking about how their universal health care system is going the way of all the others. Every time we hear somebody talking about socialism, they always say, well, it works in Sweden, doesn't it? But in Sweden, the universal healthcare system there is not working. You can't have universal anything. You're going to have universal rationing when you have universal everything, and you're going to run out of other people's money. As we look at the way these emerging technologies are projected to take people out of their jobs, you know, we have a study coming out of South Korea where they looked at nearly 398 different job groups. So they found that AI by 2030, that AI could perform 85% of the core competencies in those 400 different types of jobs. They're looking at unemployment that's going to average 30%. For some professionals, like doctors, it's going to be 70%. Lawyers and judges are high up there as well, over 50%. What are you going to do with those people? Well, you're going to put them on universal basic income. That is welfare on steroids, and that isn't going to work either. Not in the long run. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture FloraLife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced 4-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
You just heard Jim Carrey on with Bill Maurer, and they're just saying, we need to just own the term socialism. Yeah, because people have forgotten what happened in the 20th century. We've forgotten the democide of Marxism. We've forgotten what the communists did, killing over 100 million people, their own government, what these people who get control over every aspect of your life, what kind of people do that? The kind of people that kill their own citizens. And we can't pay attention to what's going on in terms of what really needs to be fixed, or what the real problems are here in America. We don't have a perfect health system. Neither do Canadians. Neither do the British. Neither do the Swedes. As a matter of fact, the Swedes' universal health care system is going down the tank, just like every other socialist system. To the extent that we have problems here in America, most of it is due to anti-competitive mandates coming out of government. We don't want to give government more control over our health care. And they can't wave a magic wand and make everything free. Sorry, Jim Carrey, that only works in your movies. This is real life. Look at economics, look at history, and look at Sweden. As New American points out, Swedish law stipulates that patients should wait no more than 90 days to undergo surgery or to see a specialist. But the reality is, okay, so you pass a law. Okay, that's it. We passed a law, and we can all pat ourselves on the back and we say, nobody waits more than 90 days to go get to see a specialist or have surgery, except that every third patient waits longer than that. It doesn't work. You can't mandate that. Patients must also see a general practitioner within 7 days, but that doesn't work out too well either. Politicians, as they point out, can't legislate away the law of supply and demand. They can't do better than a competitive market. This is another aspect of it. Swedes, on average, pay over half of their income in taxes. I've told the story about the Raleigh city councilwoman who, in that small town, wanted to put up what every urban planner and socialist wants in their town, and that is a light rail system, preferably a monorail, you know, like at Disney World. We can do that. It'll only cost us about $1 billion, and we can all pony up and do one of those things. So she goes to the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union, before the Soviet Union fell. It was not Russia, but the Soviet Union. And she came back, and she was at the council meeting and said, you can ride the subway there, go anywhere in Moscow that you want in the Soviet Union for a nickel. We need that here in Raleigh. And it's like, no, we don't. It costs them everything. It costs them all their freedom. Those people don't have the freedom to get in a car and go where they want, when they want. You have to wait, even on a subway system. You have to wait, and you have to go on their schedule. I like having a car waiting on me. And if these urban planners would build roads and parking lots, I would be just fine. Elevate them. That's what everybody knew was going to have to happen, but they won't do that. They won't build any more roads. They're not going to build any more roads for you folks. They're going to take away your car, and they're going to force you into public transportation because that's what these people want. And so it costs you everything. And the Swedes are paying over half of their income in taxes. Their government's health care spending is the third highest in the European Union. What do they get for it? They get long waiting lines, even though they have laws saying we will not wait. Well, the reality catches up to them. You know, how does this work out in America? You know, we had Marco Rubio. Remember when we had the debates, Marco Rubio, little Marco, taunting President Trump? That was the debate that he thought he was going to take the approach where he was going to taunt Trump. And all he did was embarrass himself. And one of the things that Rubio did in that debate was that, lines, you're always talking about lines. What are you talking about, lines? Well, we were talking about the arbitrary lines that were around the jurisdictional lines, the state lines, what President Trump was saying, you can't have insurance competition across state lines. Why is that? Why is that? Why should that be the case? You know, we have the Commerce Clause, and the Constitution is there to make sure that that kind of thing did not happen. And so we've taken everything in the Constitution, all the practices that the founders knew would be good government, and we have inverted those and done exactly the opposite. They had the Commerce Clause there because they didn't want states enacting rules and laws that would stop competition across state lines and not allow people to sell their goods across state lines. So they had the Commerce Clause. Well, what happened was it wasn't the states that did it. It was the federal government who put that kind of stuff in there, those kinds of restrictions. And so President Trump was saying, let's allow competition. Let's have competition and choice instead of bureaucrats who are hiding information from you, bureaucrats who have no incentive to fix anything. Remember, it was just a couple of weeks ago, we talked about that lawsuit that was filed by Dell Bigtree and Robert RFK Jr. And they found that Health and Human Services did absolutely nothing for the last 32 years to monitor vaccine safety, to improve it, to make suggestions for what they were tasked with that. At the same time that the government took away your ability to get any compensation when you're injured with vaccines. They took away your ability to sue. So now you go to a government special master. We call it the vaccine court. Most people don't know that even exists. The vaccine companies came in and said, our products are so dangerous and so ineffective that we're getting sued left and right. We're not going to have any vaccines unless you give us immunity from lawsuits. And so they did. And that's what happens in socialist countries as well. These people who are providing the health care all work for the government. And so they get immunity from being sued. So no matter how bad a job they do, you can never get them out of the marketplace. You know, there's two aspects to these lawsuits like this. One of them is that you get some compensation for the people who are injured by the people who did a bad job, whether it was neglect or whether it was just outright avarice. They need to be compensated for that. And that's what the lawsuits do. Now, you can't get those kind of compensations if the government is the one that's providing it for the most part. And they're not going to be driven out. The other part of this is not just getting compensation for people, because you could still have the government pay compensation. We have taxpayers pay for the bad acts of government employees all the time. But you don't have the people who did this taken out. What happens when you have police officers that get to stay in there because they acted wrongfully? Well, you have the taxpayers pay some judgment to the people, but they stay in typically as police officers. And the same thing is going to happen if the government provided health care system injures somebody. You might get compensation for the people, but you're not going to get those people taken out of the marketplace. That's one of the most important things about lawsuits, is that you take these people out of the marketplace so they can't hurt people in the future. You bankrupt them and take them out. That's a very important part of that. And the bureaucrats don't have any incentive. They're not going to ever go anywhere. They're going to be there permanently. They're going to hide information that shows incompetence, and you can't get them out, even if you can get some compensation for it. So that's one part of it. But we want to have markets and not mandates. Why can't we have somebody that defends that? You know, President Trump's campaign team did a great job of going down the list. This is what it takes for a free market. You have to have people with purchasing power. They have to have information about the products that they're buying. We don't have any information about healthcare. That's hidden on both sides. And we have to have the money to make that choice. But we got to send our money to Washington first. We can't spend it on our healthcare first. They keep telling us that's very, very important. But send your money in for taxes first. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in, it'll pop up there.
It's also critical to go to Infowars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about Infowars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, we had Jim Carrey. You just heard that. He was on with Bill Maher, and they're waxing nostalgic about life in Canada. And, you know, I just want to say to Jim Carrey, if you like life in Canada, go back there. Nobody's stopping you. It's very easy for you to go back. Just go home if you're happier there. I used to hear that all the time in Tampa, where I grew up. I'd hear all these people coming from Detroit telling us how much better Detroit was than Tampa. Well, we've now seen what socialism eventually does. You can see Detroit now, and you can see Tampa now. I heard the same thing from people coming from New York City. My wife was not one of those. She came from New York City, and she wanted to get out of there. She was smart enough to want to get out of there. But most of the people would retire to Florida, and then they would want to tell us how to do it. And it's like, I don't think you know how to do it. I don't think you know how to do it in New York City. I don't think you know how to do it in Detroit. And eventually we see what happens when the government tries to control everything. Those policies eventually have results. And they're having results in Sweden now as well. The crown jewel of socialist success, Sweden. Now, I haven't even gotten to the election yet, what is happening with the open borders. We're looking at Sweden. There's excellent articles I pointed out on the New American. Sweden's universal health care system goes the way of all the other universal health care systems. It's talking about how they had mandated how long you're going to wait for service. Well, that doesn't really work out. You can't just legislatively say that we're going to wait no longer than this amount of time, and that's the maximum anybody's going to have to wait. Well, in reality, it doesn't work out that way. Even when they pay more than half of their income in taxes, it's not working out that way. You can set those goals, you can legislate those goals, but supply and demand follow different rules. It's like trying to legislate gravity away. You know, what we have with these socialist systems is really kind of like the Looney Tunes systems, where you've got the Wile E. Coyote running off of the cliff, and it takes him a while to realize that there's no ground underneath him. He may even be sinking for quite some time and still pretending that he's not going to hit the ground. But they all eventually do. Here's what's happening. Here's some of the other things that are happening there, besides the waiting time. So when patients do get to see a doctor, they complain about not being able to see their own regular general practitioner and the ensuing lack of continuity because they just kind of rotate them through. 80% of the healthcare system in Sweden is short of nurses. Some hospitals are closing, while even new ones aren't able to keep up with demand. AFP reports that the premier's northern hometown, with nearly 20,000 residents, the only maternity ward there was shut down last year because they didn't have the money to pay for it, even though they're paying more than half their income in taxes. And they don't have any military like we do. We got an empire to support here. You know, we've got the warfare state, and they want to ramp up the welfare state to be just as crazy as our warfare state. And so the closest maternity ward now is 125 miles away. So what's the solution for this? Well, in socialist Sweden, you have the midwives give classes on how to deliver a baby in a car, because the closest place that they can get to deliver the baby is 125 miles away. That's the way it goes when you have socialism. And then eventually you go down the path of Venezuela. One of the things in this election that was held yesterday in Sweden, they talk about the record levels of those seeking asylum in 2015 magnified worries about a welfare system in Sweden that many voters already believe is in crisis. I just laid out for you one of the key aspects of their welfare system, the socialist healthcare system, and how that truly is in crisis. And so what's the solution to that? Well, the people in Brussels say, let's just open up the borders and bring more and more people in. That's going to be okay. We'll just, you know, you can't even do that. Even if the people came in, were not literally burning the country down for days. They are violent. They're not just loafers. They're violent. You can't continually bring in people. This is a system, as we've said. It was deliberately calculated by socialist economists, people like Cloward and Piven. They knew what would happen. This is a policy designed to collapse Western nations, open up the borders, and increase the welfare system. And Sweden is Exhibit A. So Sweden had their election yesterday. It resulted in a hung parliament, saw support for the nationalist Sweden Democrats, one of Europe's most liberal nations, turn right. And it's not just the concern over immigration. The immigration plays into the collapse of their socialist welfare state by design, and they understand that. And so as a result of this, they have essentially a deadlocked result. As I said before, 40.6% of the vote for the left, and the right has 40.3%. 0.3% difference between the left and the right. And now they're arguing over who's going to be in charge. The incumbent, leftist, Stefan Löfven, I guess is the way you pronounce his name, vowed to stay in his post after the center-right leader demanded he resign. And the surging Sweden Democrats boasted they will be kingmaker as all sides prepare for a post-election deadlock. We saw the situation in Germany after AfD, Alternative for Deutschland, or Alternative for Germany, after they increased their presence at the expense of Angela Merkel. She didn't have a majority to put together a government. And as it happens in parliamentary systems, it's different than it is here. typically nobody gets more than 50% of the vote, and so they have to put coalitions together with the various political parties. It took her 6 months to put a coalition together, and then it nearly collapsed or unraveled a couple of months after that over immigration policy, again, coming out of the European Union, with a guy that was part of her coalition saying, we are not going to be dictated from Brussels as to how many refugees or immigrants we have to open up our borders to. We're not going to do that. And so the same thing is going to now happen in Sweden. They're going to have to put together a coalition. It is even more evenly divided than Germany's was. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this develops. As Löfven, the socialist, said, nothing will be determined tonight. Well, that's about the only thing true that he has said. He painted the other guys as Nazis and racists. I don't know anything about these other political parties. They could be Nazis or racists, but based on the way that I've seen those terms loosely thrown around here, and that's part of the problem. When you call everybody a racist, that means that, and you call everybody a Nazi, that means that if there really are real racists and real Nazis, nobody believes you because you're out there using that to cry wolf against everybody that you don't like. And so I don't know if these people are racists or Nazis. I don't believe they are, based on what we have seen here in the United States. So that is something that's going to be developing over the next few weeks. But again, it goes back to the heart of the welfare system. And Jim Carrey just didn't get the memo. Neither did Bill Maher. And they haven't been paying any attention to history either. Bernie Sanders is talking about a new piece of legislation. Our premier socialist, Bernie Sanders, who has been marketing this, he's the guy that's out there. It's why people are saying they're proud to be a socialist, because Bernie Sanders will take on people like Jeff Bezos, who I don't want to acknowledge as a capitalist, because I don't think that greed is good. I don't agree with that. I think that capitalism needs to be tempered by people not being greedy to that extent. And I think that what you're seeing here is that when you have freedom, as Washington and others said, freedom only works if you have a moral and ethical compass. If you don't have that compass, if you don't have that grounding, then freedom is just a way for some of the worst people to rise to the top, like we have at Amazon. He's a good businessman, but he has absolutely no ethics. But as we look at this, as we look at what Nike is doing, when we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you what Bernie Sanders is proposing using the worst case example of socialism, Jeff Bezos and Amazon, using that as a poster child to push in socialism. We should be very concerned about what he's going to propose, and I'll tell you why. And I also find it interesting that Bernie won't just go there. He won't just do it and criticize Nike. Why? Because they support his political causes, even though they are just as exploitive as Jeff Bezos at Amazon. Perhaps even more. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered, with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to
provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse Preglinone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful Preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Get rid of a greedy billionaire. And I'm going to give you my take on this and what's going on with Nike, and what's not being said about Nike and other things. What's not being said even about Jeff Bezos. So much of his money is coming from places that Bernie Sanders doesn't want to talk about. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about a couple of sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's a way that you can support us, even as the biggest company in the world, Apple, has decided that we are no longer going to be allowed to provide our free app on the Apple Store. This is what centralized control of information looks like. They can decide who's going to get the app and who isn't going to get the app. Of course, if you got the app, it'll still continue to work. We won't be able to do any updates for people on iPhones. But if you really want to update your phone, you won't get an iPhone. You'll get a different brand because you'll be able to decide what content you want on it instead of Tim Cook deciding that he doesn't want you to see certain content. He's banned my content. He's banned everything that we do here at InfoWars. It's not just one individual. But, of course, they don't like anything that we do here because we're talking about their corporate masters. This whole thing that happened in Washington last week that Alex went to talk about was all just a dog and pony show. The real essence, if you look at what Marco Rubio and the Republicans were talking to Twitter and Facebook representatives about, and of course, Google is so big now, they don't even need the federal government. They've got China. They don't need the federal government. And they don't need to show up. They're too big to fail. They're too big to jail. They have transcended America now. They are super citizens of the world. And of course, so has Apple. and all truth. Apple does whatever China wants them to do. And Apple will, if they want to do business here in America, Apple will cater to the demands of the Republicans and the Democrats to shut down people that they don't like. And they're more than happy to do that. They didn't have a hearing that talked about the bad aspects or had people who had been censored. It's not just InfoWars. They're doing it overtly to InfoWars. But a lot of people have been shadow banned. The only ones that they seem to care about are the politicians that got shut up. Don't you shadow ban the politicians. And if we tell you not to put any information out there about what's going on in other countries, or we want you to put out our take on what's going on in other countries, you better do that. And that's exactly what Google is doing. They didn't need to go to the meeting. They already got the memo and they're already working on it for them. They shut down all YouTube channels coming out of Syria that would tell the other side of the story. So they're doing just fine. They don't need to waste any time going to hearings because they got that memo and they have fixed the problem. They have silenced everybody in Syria who would tell you anything any different than what Nikki Haley, the psychic, is going to tell you. And that's exactly what both the Republicans and the Democrats want. They don't want somebody that's going to give you both sides of the issue. They don't want somebody that's going to question the government's official story. And that was the whole purpose of those dog and pony shows. It wasn't to say we're going to have freedom of speech, going to have freedom of the press. And again, I think this is just more than reprehensible that we have these billionaires who are censoring people and so many libertarians. It's private. They can do whatever they want. Folks, it is a public-private partnership, just like the TPP would be, telling you you're not going to be able to fish in those waters that you Americans have always fished. They've already done that type of thing to the British, saying you can't fish in those waters that you fished in for 1,000 years because Brussels says so. Well, if we had the TPP, they would be telling us the same thing about that industry, or they'd be telling us what kind of energy what we could do to generate energy. That be making all kinds of demands on us individually and on our economy, shutting down entire industries. And that is precisely what this public-private partnership to control the internet is doing. So if you want to support us at InfoWarsStore.com, we've got a couple of specials I'll tell you about. We have Ultimate Bone Broth back with a new supplier, better ingredients, and 50% off. We also have BodEase, our popular turmeric formula. And of course, turmeric is very effective if you are suffering from chronic inflammatory diseases. And this is an excellent formulation. It doesn't just have turmeric, but it's also got other ingredients there that help your body to absorb the turmeric. We call it BodEase, as in easing your body. That is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have an exclusive discount for our listeners at Real News. You can get 15% off of a ProPure King water filtration system, a gravity feed water filtration system. That is a big savings. Just enter the code REALNEWS at checkout to save 15% off of the ProPure King water filtration system at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, as we saw Nike this last week, I thought it was kind of interesting as they launched their sneaker attack on President Trump. That's what this is all about. It was a sneaker attack to start a race war, pushing this kneeling Black Lives Matter issue. Now, let's just come together. Let's fix the problem. We can do that instead of making it about black versus white or black versus blue. Let's fix the problem with the institutions. No, we don't want to have that problem fixed because we want it to continue on. It's a nice wedge issue, and it's something that the left can use as part of their identity politics, as part of their victim program, and it's a wedge issue that just keeps paying dividends. Well, as they did that, and I didn't cover this last week, I wanted to get into it, but we've had, going back to 2016, New Balance threw their support behind President Trump even before the election. Why would they do something like that? Well, because, as they pointed out, they do a lot of manufacturing here in the United States, and they didn't want to see the Trans-Pacific Partnership go through. Why? Because the Trans-Pacific Partnership would not be an effective counter against Chinese competition, and they knew it. When you set up an organization like that, that is unaccountable and unelected, they are going to determine which industries are going to survive. They're going to determine what's going to be manufactured in which countries. And New Balance would like to be able to do that here. They wanted to have American content They're the only major American company to make or assemble more than 4 million pairs of athletic footwear per year in the USA. And so they said, we support President Trump because we don't like the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. We would like to be able to manufacture wherever we wish. And they wanted to manufacture in the United States, and that was the first thing that President Trump shut down, because that was going to make those kind of dictates to us. But then we give Nike on the other side. And they're not only giving millions of dollars to Colin Kaepernick, but they're not giving anything to their workers outside of this country. Sending low wages to Honduras and many places, like in Vietnam, where they have the lowest wages in the world. Nike is paying their workers $2.50 a day as a minimum wage. They had demonstrations there where workers burned cars, ransacked the factory's offices going back to 1997. This has been a long-standing situation. Bernie Sanders has complained about them in the past, but now, as Breitbart points out, he doesn't complain about Nike. He talks about Jeff Bezos. Why? Because Nike is the face of the social justice movement. So let's not complain about that. Let's just forget about what they did 10 years ago, 20 years ago, what they're doing now in terms of slave labor in other countries. Let's just give them a pass. Let's not pay attention to the fact that Nike laid off 1,400 American workers last year and outsourced their factories to Honduras. That's another report from Breitbart. They definitely won the individuals there who had worked for Nike for 15 years, told an Oregon paper, his name is Phil Gold, he said they definitely targeted tenured, experienced employees as a money-saving thing with very little regard for how the work is going to get done. It wasn't about performance. It was about them saving money so they could use it for political purposes with Colin Kaepernick. And so then we have Bernie Sanders introducing the Stop Bezos Act. Now, on the surface of this, I understand it. You know, Jeff Bezos is the face of ugly capitalism. But they won't talk about the other subsidies that he's getting. You know, they talk about the fact that he is paying his workers so little that a lot of them are going on welfare. So Bernie Sanders said, if it's a big company and they've got more than 500 workers, let's put 100% tax on them. If their workers are collecting welfare, then we're going to charge that back to the company. And on the face of that, that sounds really good, especially because he has made so much money. But let's take a look at some of the other subsidies that they get. Are they going to stop the post office subsidies that Amazon gets? That's one of the things that helps him to succeed, not just ripping off his employees, but ripping off people who don't work for him. Getting post office subsidies, getting crony capitalist contracts with the military industrial complex. We've got James Mattis working with another individual, sending her repeatedly to Amazon headquarters to see what Jeff Bezos needs. They're tailoring a $10 billion data contract for Amazon. A $10 billion data contract. That's probably more than any of these taxpayers are getting subsidized with inadequate wages. But they're going to use that to try to enact more controls. And folks, the other way they're going to use this is as a backdoor manipulation of wages. That's one way to raise the minimum wage, isn't it? Artificially. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'll tell you more about this on the other side.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making Sense Common Again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Again, as we look at Bernie Sanders coming out and taking a very unpopular billionaire, Jeff Bezos, his net worth has soared 69% this last year to $168 billion. Just in the last year, $168 billion. As I pointed out, he's making so much money per hour that he would only have to work if he's working a 40-hour week, he would only have to work 30 hours to buy Washington Post. That's how much money he's making. Would you like to buy the Washington Post just working 30 hours? And you just pay for it cash. I mean, you don't even have to dip into your savings to buy the Washington Post. And that gave him a lot of leverage in Washington. So he gets subsidized. He gets subsidized with the post office. He gets subsidized with his space launches, just like Elon Musk. And of course, Elon Musk has gotten about $5 or $6 billion now in terms of subsidies from the government. He couldn't operate without subsidies. Elon Musk couldn't. And I don't know if Jeff Bezos could operate, certainly not to the extent of the profit that he's making now, if he didn't get subsidized by the post office, didn't get subsidized for his rocket program as well, if he didn't have the kind of crony capitalism that's happening with the military industrial complex, and it's about to go up big time with a $10 billion Pentagon contract. He already provides data services for the CIA, intelligence services. Now he's going to do it for the Pentagon as well. It's great to be the king, isn't it? To have access to all of this stuff. And that's the kind of subsidy that really makes a big difference. Far more than the inequity that he does with his workers. But of course, that's the way that Bernie Sanders can grab headlines, and that's the way that he can push socialism. Because as they point out, even though Jeff Bezos made $168 billion over the last year, the typical Amazon worker, the median, so that means that half of them make more than that and half of them make less than $28,446. And a lot of them have to go on welfare. They make so little that they can go on welfare as working people. And Tucker Carlson, many people have criticized Bezos for being so greedy. And I think that's a legitimate complaint. We saw at Christmas time this last year, we saw the brutal conditions that he had people working under in the UK. The fact that they didn't even have adequate restroom facilities. They would have to, with the people watching how long they're away from their desk and so few restrooms that they'd have to travel a long distance, they would have to go to the bathroom at their desk, you know, pee in a bottle or whatever. I mean, this is insane that you have this kind of stuff happening when you've got the guy making $168 billion in a year. But the real subsidies that nobody wants to talk about are the things that are happening there in the Pentagon. And the other aspect of this is that it allows Bernie Sanders to do a PR virtue signaling about greedy capitalism and how capitalism is just busted. No, it is crony capitalism. What Bezos and Elon Musk represent is not free market capitalism. It's not free market capitalism when you see Hamdi Ulukaya with Chobani yogurt. He was given massive discounts. He was given preference in lunchroom programs. Oh, we got to have Greek yogurt. Well, why'd you pick Greek yogurt? Well, that's, you know, he pretty much owns that market. You know, when you do that kind of stuff for people, This other stuff is just virtue signaling to say that we're going to charge that back to them. And then, of course, you can raise rates by redefining the poverty level at which you give benefits and then say, well, you know, that's a backdoor to artificially raising wages, which doesn't do anything to help the economy. Even if you say we're going to, I understand everybody would like to see something that is more equitable, but you can't mandate that. Just like you can't mandate the amount of time that you wait at the hospitals. We just talked about that in Sweden. You can say they're not going to wait any longer than X amount of time. And guess what? A third of the people do. And they're closing hospitals. And they're teaching the women how to, midwives are teaching people how to give birth in a car because it's going to take you too long to get to the hospital 150 miles away. We'll be right back.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in. It'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. You know, last week, as Alex Jones was taken off of Twitter, one of the things he said was, I was taken down not because we lie, but because we tell the truth, and because we were popular, and because we dared to go to the committee hearing and stand up to Rubio and stand up to the lies of mainstream media and speak the truth. Now, we've said it's not just going to be Alex, it's going to be everybody. And we see this again. Over the weekend, we had Chris Tanto-Paranto taken down. Why? Because he told the truth and he spoke up to power. Not even somebody that's in power now, but Obama. He spoke up to Obama, the former president. Don't you dare talk back to Obama. We will give you the cone of silence for 12 hours. And that's what Chris Tanto-Paranto got. As Obama was going around talking to people, he was lecturing President Trump, accusing him of being racist, taking credit for the economy rebounding. And then he had this to say. He said, it's not conservative. It sure isn't normal. It's radical, he says, of the rise of far right. This is tweeted out by an individual. While citing conspiracy theories that included his birth certificate, Benghazi, and science facts. So if you don't agree with their science, which, by the way, we had to have Scott Pruitt force the EPA to publish their data when they're going to make policy. Show us the data. If you're going to make policy. And they were livid. They drove him out of Washington, D.C. That was one of their key objections. You can't have us show the data. You just accept it because we say so. Talk to me about science facts. If you're ashamed to show your data, you're ashamed of your science. And you don't have facts. That's not the way science works. I know Obama doesn't understand that. He's a community organizer. But believe me, that's not the way that science works. And there is no consensus on science. Science is based on skepticism. Everything needs to be reevaluated constantly. Constantly. It's one of the reasons why the guy that they named Langley Air Force Base after, he was the guy who was head of the Smithsonian. He was the most respected scientist at the time, and he couldn't get anything to fly. But the Wright brothers could. Why? Because Langley accepted as fact the general consensus on lift tables. And the homeschooled Wright brothers, who were lowly bicycle manufacturers, said, we'll do our own measurements, and they got it right. They got it right. So don't talk to me about settled science facts. There are no settled science facts. And the people who think they are, who argue because they've got impressive positions and degrees and titles like Langley, I'm not impressed. I'm not impressed. All great advances in science have come about when people questioned conventional wisdom. But anyway, talking about these other things, the birth certificate, maybe somebody should give him a lesson not only on science, but on how Photoshop works, or somebody in his staff, whoever prepared that birth certificate. And then Benghazi. He says Benghazi, Obama said, is a conspiracy theory. Yes, it was. It was a conspiracy. It wasn't a theory. It was a conspiracy. And so Chris Tanto Peranto pushed back. I've interviewed him multiple times. I've interviewed Tig, who was also there. Tig Tigan was there. Peranto said, that's not what happened. Here's what he had to say. Of course, he and Tig have had to sign NDAs, gagging them over a lot of the stuff. But then Twitter gagged him when he said this. He said, Benghazi is a conspiracy, Barack Obama. How about we do this? Let's put your cowardly butt on the top of a roof with six of your buddies and shoot RPGs and AK-47s at you while terrorists lob 81-millimeter mortars, killing two of your buddies, all while waiting for U.S. support that you never sent. It was a conspiracy to cover up his political butt. And then when Chris Tanto Peranto has the audacity to speak back to his lord and master, Barack Obama, Twitter puts him in a 12-hour suspension. Why? Because like Alex Jones said, Chris Peranto was taken down because he told the truth. And they don't want people telling the truth. They don't want people pushing back against what they're having to say. And that's why Apple banned the app from being, it's not sold, it's a free app, but why they banned it from the App Store. Let's take a quick look at what's going on as we come up to the 17th anniversary of September 11th, and we look at the Afghan War, which followed immediately in the aftermath of that. As Zero Hedge points out, the Afghan War has grown more expensive than the Marshall Plan. And for all of you who don't remember the 20th century, and evidently people like Jim Carrey and Bill Maher don't remember the 20th century because they're still pushing socialism and communism. A lot of people don't remember what happened with the Marshall Plan. That was when we decided that would be in our best interest to help rebuild Germany and countries that had been severely, their economies had been bombed into oblivion. So it's like, well, let's bring them back, because it didn't work too well after World War I when we decided that we were going to punish the people that we had conquered. And so it was a magnanimous gesture to rebuild Germany. Britain could have used a little bit more help, but we didn't help them really that much. Anyway, the U.S. has now spent well over $840 billion fighting the Taliban, and that doesn't include things like the care that we have provided for those who were severely injured but still survived at the VA hospitals. Once you put all that kind of stuff together, it is more than $1 trillion. This is a 17-year-long war. The generals have told us that they're going to be there for decades more. It has become more expensive in current dollars than the Marshall Plan. And the New York Times did an article called How the U.S. Government Misleads the Public on Afghanistan. And they went through the figures as to whether or not we're winning. How are we doing there? Well, they claim the Taliban-controlled territory is receding and the terrorists are on the run, but the exact opposite is the case. Since 2017, the Taliban have held more Afghan territory than at any time since the American invasion. In just 1 week last month, insurgents killed 200 Afghan police officers and soldiers. They overran two major Afghan bases and the city of Ghazni. American military says Afghan government effectively controls 56% of the country, but that is a statistical sleight of hand. In many districts, the Afghan government controls only the district headquarters. and the rest and the military barracks, while the Taliban controls the rest. And so the Pentagon counts that as being under American control, even though the only thing they control is the barracks, and they are barricaded in that. And then there's the ghost officers on the payroll. When an Afghan police or military officer deserts his post or simply doesn't show up, goes AWOL, the Afghan officials estimate that to be about a third of their total claimed security personnel numbers. They never take them off of the payrolls. Where does that money go? Well, Daniel McAdams says a lot of big Northern Virginia mansions were built on this kind of money, stolen from the flag wavers and flyover territory. And then there's the Taliban itself. According to the Times, the Afghan government says that it killed 13,600 insurgents and arrested 2,000 more last year. Well, that would be pretty good, because that would be half of what we told were the Taliban last year. So it looks like they got half of them in just 1 year. Oh, but now we're told that it's not 25,000 to 35,000 Taliban fighters, but now this year we're told that it's between 60 and 77,000. So somehow it grew from 25,000 to 35,000. It grew more than doubled. So we're not doing too well. Maybe they're recruiting more people with the drone strikes that Obama and Brennan put in place. Or maybe they're just lying to us to get more money. And yet, when President Trump says that he's going to build a wall through the Homeland Security budget, through the military budget, everybody freaks out. You can't do that. That'd be $450 million. Where are we going to get money like that? We're spending $1 trillion just in Afghanistan alone. And look at how many people are being killed in the drug war just across the border, more than in Afghanistan.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The Real
Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse Preglinone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful Preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Joining us in the next segment will be Steve Quayle. We're going to be talking about transhumanism. And one of the things that we're going to be talking about is how they are using technology, not only the emerging technologies of artificial intelligence and robotics. I mean, all this is coming together, I think, a lot more quickly than most people realize. I don't know if you realize that they have plans to roll out in many large urban areas 5G internet next spring. And they're planning on pretty much having a network across the nation by 2020. That is the infrastructure for smart cities. Smart cities are not a smart idea. Whenever you have to put smart in front of something, it's kind of like having to put an exclamation mark in the back of something else. We did that with Jeb, exclamation mark, or with Mother, exclamation mark, as I talked about earlier, Jennifer Lawrence's movie a year ago that nobody wanted, just like they didn't want Jeb. And so we got a product, whether it's a candidate or a movie that nobody wants, it's dull, it's stupid, you put an exclamation mark in the back of it, or you put smart in the front of it. Smart cities, smart cars, smart Internet of Things, and so forth. Maybe they should have tried that with Jeb. Instead of the exclamation mark, they could have put smart Jeb. Vote for Smart Jeb or go see the Smart Mother movie with Smart Jennifer Lawrence and other smart directors and actors. No, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. They have to keep reminding you that it's smart. It's not smart. And one of the things that's not smart about it is there's a couple key issues with it. Just the 5G stuff. Yeah, okay, fine. You can download a Jennifer Lawrence movie in about a second. Great. But the price that you're going to pay is your privacy, your anonymity, and perhaps your health. There's going to be health issues. We understand that because we've seen clusters of cancer when people get close to cell phone towers and so forth. They knew that that was an issue. And just like vaccines, that they had blocked people's ability to sue to get the bad actors out of the marketplace in 1986, they passed the Telecommunications Act in 1996 in the Bill Clinton administration to block anybody from stopping cell phone transmission towers because of health concerns. You can complain because you don't like the way that it looks. You can complain because you think that it takes your property values down. But if you think that it is harming your health or your children's health, because it's children who are affected by this more than adults, their skulls are thinner. If you think that it is affecting your children's health, and we have seen numerous lawsuits where people have gone in, put up a cluster of antennas right next to a elementary school, and the cancer rates there soared. They have a cancer cluster there that is much higher than it is anywhere else in the state. That's just a coincidence, I'm sure. But they didn't think it was a coincidence because they shut down your ability to sue based on any kind of health concerns with that Telecommunications Act. And now what they're going to do is they're going to be putting these transmitters that are going to be operating in an extremely high frequency rate. So most people who have studied this say they expect this to have a much greater effect on your health than cell phone towers and so forth. And we had 3G, it was operating at 3 gigahertz. 4G was operating at 4 gigahertz. It wasn't third generation and fourth generation. No, they were talking about the frequency at which these things operate. The 5G is not going to be operating at 5 gigahertz. It'll be operating at 30 to 100 gigahertz, a much higher frequency rate. So it's going to be qualitatively different. And it's going to be quantitatively different because it's going to be, they're going to have these things every 50 feet because at a high frequency rate, they have to be more line of sight. So you're going to be exposed to these things everywhere, everywhere. They're going to be putting them around like smart meters, but unlike smart meters, you can't try to do anything to block this because this is covered under the Telecommunications Act. And when we look at how this is going to work out, look at the New York's Free Link NYC. They have these internet kiosks, and there's an article by The Intercept today. I think it was on the Drudge Report is where I saw this. I pulled these things up as an example in the presentation I'm going to give. Actually, when Steve Quayle is joining us, we're going to talk about the transhumanism conference and these emerging technologies and how they're likely to affect you. It's coming up this Friday. I'll be speaking. And as part of my presentation, I wanted to focus on what's already happening in New York City because I knew these kiosks would be used for this purpose to do surveillance on people. And so The Intercept says, are they tracking your movements? And I have to say, are you seriously asking that question? Do you really have to ask? The minute I saw these things, I knew exactly what they were going to be doing. And I know what the 5G transmitters are going to be doing. They're going to be tracking your every movement. And the first robots that are going to be attacking us and attacking our freedom are going to be the robot cars. And they have to have that 5G infrastructure. And as soon as they get that 5G infrastructure in there, they can ban all cars internally in the cities because then they'll be able to just have these robot cars out there. You know, the smart cars. Smart cars. Because they're not smart enough to be on the road with human drivers. But don't worry. They won't run over too many of you, I'm sure. They'll just tax your every movement. Track your every movement, and you can wait on them. And, of course, they'll have a nice public-private partnership that everybody can, it'll be a win-win for the big corporations and for big government. As The Intercept points out, the Link NYC, they're going to link New York City kiosks, have become a familiar eyesore to New Yorkers. They've got 1,600 of these towering 9.5-foot monoliths. I guess maybe it ought to be like the scene from 2001. We get the people coming up to it, worshiping it and pawing it, you know, like, anyway, they have double-sided screens with ads and fun facts, and they've been propagating across the city since 2016. But they say they may also represent a troubling expansion of the city's surveillance network. You think, come on, give me a break. That's like looking at cameras and saying, are we being surveilled? If you see a Wi-Fi transmitter, come on in, it's free. As I said, you are the product. You are the product. And this is put together and funded. This is the way they roll these things out. Funded by a chameleon-like consortium of private companies known as CityBridge. CityBridge would pay for these things to be put up, and then in turn, they would be able to track people because you are the product. It's kind of like what Gulag Alphabet is doing in Toronto. They have their smart city. They're actually building a prototype smart city from the ground up. They're not just doing it piecemeal like they're doing in New York City. They're going in with a little smart city where they can control everything about you, watch everything that you do. And people are saying they're even going to be tracking when we throw trash away and what we throw away. We're going to become the products. And it's like, that's right. You're going to become their slaves. You are the Eloi. And Alphabet are the Morlocks, if you want the H.G. Wells example of how this thing is going to work. That's precisely what they're going to do. And do you really want the company that has controlled cyberspace and done things like pushed InfoWars off of YouTube, now pushed the Syrian government off of YouTube as the Syrian government is about to clean out the last stronghold of ISIS, and you got Nikki Haley out there wearing her Karnak the Magnificent hat and predicting there's going to be a gas attack, and I know who's going to do it in advance. Hoping that they can go in and act as Al-Qaeda's Air Force yet again to try to stop ISIS from being kicked out of Syria. And YouTube and Google are right there covering for them, doing air support, making everything go silent. And then they send in the bombs. All right, stay with us. Be right back.
Fueling your body is hard work.
That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage. And that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin-Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin-Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Steve Quayle is going to be joining us. We're going to talk about the transhumanist conference that's coming up this Friday throughout this weekend. Tell you how you can get a discount on that conference. I'll be there. Steve will be there, of course. He's putting this together with Timothy Alberino. Steve Horn, Hugo DeGaris, that I've interviewed many times in this program, will also be speaking there. Many other people. It's very important for you to understand where we're going. You know, many times I look at this, I think about the Alice in Wonderland character. You know, she asked the Cheshire Cat, you know, well, which way should I go? And he says, well, it depends. Where do you want to go? Well, I don't know. Well, then I guess it doesn't matter which way you go. A lot of people go through life that way. We've got a lot of people who are engineers who go through life that way. They're just concerned about solving the problem. And I understand that. I understand they see it as simply an intellectual issue that they can solve, and they don't think about the long-term consequences of this. What are the political and ethical consequences of this? That's one of the things we're going to be looking at this conference. We're also going to tell you what the technologies are, what's being worked on, what are the consequences of this, and also the spiritual dimensions of what's behind this. You know, there is something behind what we see in the human sphere. It's one of the reasons why generation after generation, it seems like they're going after the same thing. There is a continuity there. Before we get to Steve Quayle, I just want to tell you real quickly about some of the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. For the listeners of this program, we have 15% off the ProPure King water filtration system. Just use the code REALNEWS. That's a big savings off of a water filtration system. And, of course, that's going to get the glyphosates, the fluorides, bacteria, many things. Every time I find a new article about some pollution that's gone crazy in a particular area, whether it's gotten into the rural water or whether it's something that's been discovered in the city's water supply, I look it up. If I don't know what that is, I look it up and I see it on the list of things that are filtered out by these gravity feed water filters. And you can save 15% off of the ProPure King water filtration system at InfoWarsStore.com. Many other products you'll find at InfoWars Store. It's a good way to support free speech. We need it very badly right now as we've become the target of the Silicon Valley billionaires who are using this as a coup against President Trump. Also tell you about discounts you can get for this conference that's coming up. You can get 10% off the live stream of the Gen 6 conference. You can find the conference and buy that at gen6.com. That's where the conference is. It's where you can get tickets, and you can save 10% off with the code ALEX, A-L-E-X. Just put that in, and you'll save 10% off of the live stream. And then Steve Quayle at stevequayle.com also has a new DVD, Forbidden History. Tell us a little bit about that, Steve, and welcome.
Well, hey, David, delight to be on with you today. And the Forbidden History DVD is the first time that the cover-up by the, if you will, the government of the true history of the world has been, I guess you'd say, detailed by an eyewitness who was allowed to go in 20 years ago to the, if you will, the underground warehouses out of Washington, D.C. Now, why this is important is because the Grand Canyon, every single rock monument in the Grand Canyon is named for Egyptian names. So it throws out the entire history. If you, you know, when people find out, David, that the Egyptians were in the Americas 235 B.C., now, this is denied vehemently by the Smithsonian, by the government, and by the mainstream historians. But I think people are finding out right now that there's a lot of stuff that's gone on in our government. Quote, the shadow government, the dark masters, the Illuminists, the globalists, the Luciferians. So they even want to control history. And why this is critical is because in all of these finds that were absolutely taken from the Grand Canyon, the eyewitness testimony from the gentleman who we had to block his face and obviously obscure his voice is so compelling to prove to you that he was told by the Smithsonian, by the way, to the source, we have 21-foot giant skeletons. Now, why is this critical? Because DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, is taking the extractable DNA from these entities that mythology, history, and others record, even the Native American legends are some of the most intense descriptions of these giants. And this is something that the end times talks about, the days of Noah. Well, in the days of Noah, everything was corrupt. And today, you know, we're talking about the conference coming up in Branson, Missouri on this weekend, which now people can only live stream because it was sold out almost a month ago. And David, you're going to be one of the keynote speakers. And what is exciting about this, you have interviewed Hugo de Garis. We've got Richard Dolan there. We've got basically some of the, I would say this, the lead people, Timothy Alberino, who's going to give a fabulous presentation. And we're going to do something different that we've never done before. We've also got Sharon Gilbert. We're going to, at the end of this Saturday night, the final 2 hours, this has just changed in the last couple days out of necessity. We're going to have the ability to talk to the specific speakers. For instance, if someone is listening to you, David Knight, after they want to step up to a mic and ask you a question that's germane and related to what you presented, or Hugo de Garis, or Richard Dolan, or myself, or Tim Alberino, or Sharon Gilbert, we all have the ability to feed back to the conference attendees the questions they have. Now, look, we can't get every question, but obviously, you know, this is going to be something very, very important. And again, Timothy Alberino will be interviewing Owen Schroyer on a roundtable, also Josh Peck, Gans Shimura. You know, David, you and I are, let's just say this, we could be called elder statesmen in the information movement, but we need to raise up this younger group of people that are absolutely now saying, we're not going to buy, we're not going to buy the lie. And Justin Fall will be there, a tremendous young movie maker. By the way, he knows his stuff. And so this is going to be a pretty powerful time in a gathering. And I might say this, that there's never been anything like it. On a scale that is going to be done, I think everybody who sees it is going to be astonished, because the Mansion Theater holds 3,000 people. It's got some of the best acoustics. We've got the big screen TVs. And we didn't spare any expense, because we don't think we've got many more years left to present this kind of information. Because obviously with the censorship and the attack on the First Amendment that Alex knows so well, you know so well, I know so well. I hope, David, that the one thing people understand is we're talking about the replacement, destruction, and total annihilation of the human race. Now, you know, I'm automatically branded a fear porn, but these guys got it dialed in to the point that they're unleashing virtual humans that, let me run through the list, and I'll be presenting this stuff at Branson, that are fully autonomous. Their human-like appearance is indistinguishable from a real human. They fully perceive and interact with their environment. They interact in a fluid, natural way using verbal and nonverbal communications. And they model their own and others' beliefs, desires, and intentions. They exhibit an emotion. And they do it all in a coherent, integrated fashion. So imagine David Knight, Steve Quayle, being so totally, reproduced or duplicated that even our little nuances, let's say my overuse of the word the bottom line, because in talk radio you do it, I do it. What's the most salient? What's the most pertinent point? So what they're going to do is ultimately phase humans out. Now, it's my contention based on all the people that I've talked to, David, over the years, that human cloning was accomplished 2 decades ago, and it's a fait accompli. So when you see the robotics, when you see Sophia, like who's on the screen, when you see all of the different Boston Dynamics and stuff, that's basically entertainment bots, okay? The real issue comes when you have, if people can grasp this, a replacement. Imagine the leadership of the world being replaced with what are called synths, S-Y-N-T-H. And that's basically the entities that will be taken over. And I maintain right now the only way you can even begin to put all of the global push for a one world government into perspective is because Satan is orchestrating it through his fallen angel who have taken on the appearance of human beings.
Well, it certainly doesn't seem to have slowed down whatsoever. They're still on their schedule. One of the things I'm going to talk about is how quickly we're going to see, not only just as we saw this hammer drop with censorship, in the next year or so, we're going to see other massive controls imposed on us with the population, and then we're going to see the rest of this stuff surface. We're going to be right back with Steve Quayle. Stay with us.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber, and it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX, that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First, demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in. It'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're talking to Steve Quayle. Again, you can find Steve at stevequayle.com. You can find his new DVD, Forbidden History. But we're also talking about the transhumanism conference and posthumanism, hybrid age. We're going to be talking about that with a large conference that begins this Friday in Branson, Missouri. The tickets are sold out, but you can get the live stream. You can still purchase that at Gen 6. That's G-E-N-S-I-X, gen6.com. Just use the code ALEX, A-L-E-X, to save 10% on that live stream. And Steve and I were talking about transhumanism, as Steve was talking about before we went to the break. You know, we see, Steve, articles like have surfaced in the last couple of days. AI is going to bring back the dead to life and so forth with human replicas. We see a lot of stuff like this. As you were saying before we went to break, a lot of the state-of-the-art technology and all of this stuff is, of course, hidden from people. They keep it secret, what DARPA is doing and has been doing in terms of brain research and so forth, and artificial intelligence. A lot of this stuff is the key stuff is kept secret. I remember back in the 1990s, 1992, there was a documentary called Panama Deception. And they were talking about the political aspects of why we had the Panama Deception, the Panama invasion and so forth. But there were a lot of people talking about, hey, we saw use of directed energy weapons. We had melted cars and so forth. That's back in 1992. We got people saying, a lot of people saying the same thing about a lot of these fires that we're seeing happening at the same time across California. There's a lot of weapons and other systems that the military-industrial complex at DARPA keeps secret from us for many, many decades. I think it's very interesting, all this drone stuff. We go back to 9/11, anniversary tomorrow. We never saw any of these drones until we had 9/11. And then right after 9/11, all of a sudden, they've got these things ready to go. They're all tested, and they're operating in Afghanistan. There's a massive drone war. These things were kept hidden from the public for a very long time. You're talking about things that are currently being hidden from the public.
Well, David, it's my contention that everything that we see on the what I would call the one-eyed cyclops telepresence, as Orwell defined it, and I would say this, when you see the dollar bill and the eye of Horus and the eye of the New World Order, think of your television. Because again, we're seeing right now, the only way you can account for the loss of national history, the loss of national identity, of national pride, is that we've been brainwashed on such a subliminal level. And again, to quote the former head of the CIA, we'll know we've been successful or our efforts have been successful when everything the American people believe a lie. Let me give you one statement that kind of sets the stage for, there we have it, that sets the stage for Branson, Missouri, the transhumanism and hybrid age. This is by David Pierce, Humanity Plus or H Plus. If we want to live in paradise, we'll have to engineer it ourselves. If we want eternal life, then we'll need to rewrite our bug-ridden genetic code and become godlike, his words. Only high-tech solutions can ever eradicate suffering from the world. Compassion alone is not enough. Now, again, another person on a Singularity University panel has said this, it's a lot of work to be God. So right from the beginning, the very nihilists, the agnostics, the atheists, isn't it interesting that everything they're proposing is to become like God. I'm sorry, I'm going
to
take.
Well, it goes back to Genesis 3 because that was the ultimate promise. You know, you'll become like God, and so they think they're going to live forever. They think they're going to become like God, and I think it's very interesting, Steve, when we look at this. That one of the things that scares me more than anything. I mean, certainly we look at the combination of AI and robotics. You put those two things together, and that is a very powerful and potentially destructive combination, especially when it's being directed by the government, by the military-industrial complex, by DARPA. But also when we look at genetics, that is the thing that I think is even though we see all this stuff about, oh, we got the Skynet future and so forth with AI, the thing that I'm far more concerned about is genetics, things done intentionally and even things done accidentally. That is something that I think just is not getting anywhere near the attention. I mean, we've got Elon Musk talking about the Terminator scenario with AI, but I think even more dangerous than that is genetics. And of course, both of them carry risks.
Well, and the genetic aspect of it is I took that on in Genetic Armageddon, Today's Technology, Tomorrow's Monsters, followed up with Xenogenesis, probably one of the most important books I've ever written. And now the book, my last book of the series is called Terminated, The End of Man is Here. Now, you know, David, on a genetic schedule and on a genetic scale, that is my major concern, because when you get into smart dust, when you get into nanobots, when you get into all of the, if you will, raids upon our medical records and everything we think, do, and say, and the people that are taking Fitbits, if they understood that every motion they have is being tracked, motion literally where they're at, all of their body functions, they would throw a fit. And yeah, so it's absolutely important that people understand this is why Branson's so critical. You know, we're watching right now, knowledge is power. We're watching the control of knowledge be placed in the hands of the all-powerful in this day and age. And the thing, the only way we're going to be able to overcome it is by basically doing what you do, David, what Alex says, what I do, what all of us have done. And our voices, they're going to do their best to silence them. So by equipping the saints, by teaching people, and this is why we're asking people all over the world to sign up for the live streaming. They can live stream at whatever time they want. It's critical that people worldwide and globally, and if it's my email's any judge of it, people are starting to understand, because this is a global thing. I just want to go back to one thing. I want to leave everybody with a thought, because I know we'll run out of time here on this segment. What if everybody you think is a human being born through a normal process of conception? What happens if they aren't? And what happens if the world's leaders have already been replaced, unbeknownst to you, yet suspected? I want everybody to start watching the politicians when they parse their lips and they get this glare of death or stare of death on their face. You and I talked about this once before. The last most prescient presentation of that was Jeff Sessions. Now, again, ladies and gentlemen, I coined a term a number of years ago, and I think I've mentioned it, David, but we're experiencing in the media circus distracticus. What people don't understand is that everything we're talking about today on David Knight, on your show, we are being replaced on a nanoscale. We are being genetically executed to have an insert. And this is something that really people have got to understand, because in Genesis 6, it was the fallen angels that inserted themselves into the seed of man. And in my DVD, this is what's critical. The first half is ancient history. The second half, and for the people that have seen it, they love it, is all the genetic extraction to basically create hybrids, whether it's Saturn, whether it's unicorns. And by the way, unicorns are mentioned 8 or 9 times in the Old Testament. But more importantly, bringing back super soldiers with the power of 200 normal humans, and also psychic powers, the latent powers of soul. Now, this is all open source stuff, David.
Yeah, they're not even hiding the fact that they're working on super soldiers. I mean, they write articles about that all the time.
Right. And so, you know, again, imagine how controversial it was talking about sex robots. And it's, again, designed to do this, to replace human reproduction, obviously to satisfy the needs of males or females, you know, with a artificial entity. And what I'll be presenting at Branson in one part of my presentation is the ghost in the machine, but it goes beyond ghosts. Every single culture in the world has evil spirits. And I don't care how tough the person, I don't care how strong the warrior, everybody has something they're afraid of. So understand that when you take the woman's movement, Me Too, the vilification of men, and not that those guys that did that aren't guilty and need to, you know, get their right hearts right, repent, and make restitution. But what's happening, even the females don't understand this. They're going to be replaced by robots to such an extent that ultimately they who are protesting the most will be replaced. Now, there's a thought very few people have tackled.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When we look at the way that they are lowering the hammer right now on information, and at the same time, we're just talking about Jeff Bezos and Amazon. Amazon Studios has a new drama series coming out called Transhuman, and they're going to be portraying this as a very positive thing. And so people need to understand what the overriding issues are with this, as well as what the technology is. They need to understand what is behind this, the idea that they're going to make humans extinct, that they don't like humanism, you know, they don't like humans. This has been something that has been at the central part of the secular humanist for quite some time, the worship of science, turning men into gods. That is the spiritual substrate on which they can build this tyranny that they're now rolling out. Thank you for joining us again, Steve Quayle. And go to gensix.com. That's GENSIX.com. Use the code Alex to save 10% on a live stream.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.